wisdom,
crystals,
magic,
divination,
empowerment,
healing,
take back your light,
love.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina. Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. It is the 28th of January, if you can believe that. I've got my sister wife, Teresa, with me tonight, as always. T, how are you doing, honey?
I'm doing pretty good compared to you.
Well, thank you very much.
My darling sister wife was attacked by her pussy again. And in a way to show her dominance, she slammed her foot on the ground to show it, unfortunately, the one that's broken.
Yeah.
So she's a little bit hurt right now.
She's a little crabby right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to have to slip you some of my Vicodin in that Coke of yours.
Which I've drank an entire 16 glass of Coke. 16? Oh, God. 16 ounce glass of Coke. Although that doesn't compare to what I did on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, you were just down in it.
I was, and it was delicious. when I crashed, though, oh, my God. I crashed hard. Saturday was fun, though. We had a fun day on Saturday.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. We didn't realize that the Winter Carnival Beer Day was going on.
Yeah, that kind of put a little damper on that. We were at the Empower Emporium at the Mounds Theater, which is this big metaphysical expo, and it was, I mean, it's filled with just such amazing people. But that was also the day of Winter Carnival Beer Fest, and we did not realize that. So we did not have a lot of foot traffic going through.
No, we did not. But we made the best of it, and we had fun. So there.
We did have fun. Ashley showed up, and she spent the whole day with us, which was very nice of her. I didn't know she was going to spend the whole day. I thought she was just going to come and say hello and then, you know, take off. But nope, she spent the whole day. She gave T a back rub.
I know. It was awesome. I had such a massive neck and shoulder pain. She just dug those little magic fingers into those knots. And, oh, yeah, help me.
And we added three more people to our Sit a Spell Show Polar Plunge team. One of them is a man, and he is going to let us dress him in his tutu.
Yep. Go, Warren!
Warren's awesome. So, yeah, yeah. He's going to let us dress. Oh, and is he getting a wig? Or were you making a hat? I don't remember what it ended up to be.
I think I'm making him a crocheted hat with a pink mohawk.
And he's going to...
Hot pink.
He said that we can dress him in whatever we want, and he will be happy, and he is just so pumped about it.
He's going to rock it like nobody's business. So as an update to our polar bear plunge... We're still looking for pledges, my darlings. And if each one, or even half, of the 1,831 Facebook fans pledge even $1, we could meet and exceed our goal of $1,075. Right now, we are at $165. And so let's move. Let's support our near-death experience as we plunge into the polar cold friggin' waters of Lake Calhoun. Because, you know, let's do it for the Lee Center bum leg. There we go.
Or, instead of doing it for the Lisa and her bum leg, which it's just my foot that's defective, not the whole leg, we'll do it for the Special Olympics.
Yes. Well, that is the primary reason we are doing it. Make a little kid smile. Come on. Just a buck. I know we're all broke. We are all broke. But $1. Everyone can afford $1.
Even I can.
Just saying. Just saying.
I looked at some of the pictures of some of the plungers, some of the previous plungers. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I like the ones with the bright eyes and frozen tails are coming up out of that water. Some of their eyes are so wide. It's like, I just got goosed by an icicle.
Ugh. But there's supposed to be many, many very attractive police officers there. And if I happen to need mouth to mouth, whether or not I need it or not, you know, hey, there will be lots of pretty men out there to give that to me.
I'll arrange that. I'll just pop you on the ground and go, she needs CPR. I'm too cold to give her mouth to mouth. And if one of the women EMTs or something come over, I go, no, not you, him.
Because you always got my back.
That's right. I always got your back, baby. Always. And
so,
oh, guess what?
Nope.
Guess
what? I have no idea.
Now a cougar.
I'm sorry?
You're a cougar.
A cougar. Yep.
You want to tell about your cougar? Your cub?
So, who's very handsome.
He is. Yummy.
Very, very handsome. And did you see his muscles? Oh, my God, baby.
I am more than happy to wash my delicates on that washboard, Ab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
At the Emporium, a couple of our listeners came up and were talking to us. And one of them is not one of them. They're both super sweet. But one is just, it's a husband and wife, and the husband is just very gregarious. Is that a word? Gregarious. And his wife is just a sweet, sweet woman. She's so sweet. Well, they have a son, and he's in special ops. And he is over in Afghanistan, but he's been all over the place in all the war zones. Anyway, apparently, he has my picture as his wallpaper on his computer. He thinks I'm
he
cute.
He thinks you're hotter than melted butter. And
so,
not just any picture of Miss Lisa. No, not any picture. But her sexy, I look like I'm wet.
Yep. So I'm his wallpaper, and I just think that's so cool. Because A, he's only 24, and B, he's hot.
He is. He's very hot. So we're giving a shout out for our cougar cub, Cody Forster. Yay! We love you.
And
thank you for all you're doing.
I was just going to say, and thank you so much for everything that you're doing for us, keeping us safe. And I will send you more pictures. Wink, wink.
Yes, once
so,
you get your address, there's going to be autographed pictures sent to you, dear.
I will absolutely do that.
I love it when I'm speechless.
So, we were supposed to have a paranormal can't talk tonight. A paranormal pajama party at the theater on Saturday night, but it was just so cold, so some of the people just investigated that were, you know, like the volunteers and stuff. The wonderful Jenny and Chris and Bonnie Gurney, thank you for all you do at the theater. But they had an investigation there that night. And some new things are happening at the theater as far as the paranormal. You know, the mannequins?
Yeah.
The mannequins are starting to move now. And
fabulous, because I've always gotten a freaky feeling from those things anyway.
Yeah, they're moving and their facial expressions are changing. The mannequins are creepy as it is, but now they're like extra creepy.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And I guess it was just like wicked active that night. I went home because I was exhausted from being at the Emporium all day. But
I think you're a mannequin racist.
Why?
You ever wonder if maybe they think you're creepy?
Oh, I'm sure they do. They've seen me at my worst. Oh, and
I just wanted to interject that.
Cage.
I'm not sure.
But you can see him naked, Lisa, because I know damn well you're not going to be running around there naked.
It's too cold there.
I know. It's freezing. Absolutely freezing. Speaking of your vicious kitty,
I'm very mad at her right now.
Yes, me and Vinny had some snuggle time, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're laying on the bed, and Loki, my male plug. He's laying on the corner of the bed, and the minute Vince touched down on the bed, touched me, he starts growling at him. And I'm like, oh no, you get the hell off. So he got off the bed, and then Bella, our female, jumps up. And she just kind of maneuvers around at the top of our heads, and she sticks her head between our shoulders and just looks at us with those big, sad puppy female eyes going, he's mine, mommy, get away. So we had to fight off two dogs. We can't even snuggle without interruption. What's wrong with that?
That's not a good thing.
It's horrible. It's like having a five-year-old knocking on your door, mommy, mommy. Go away, we're having naked fun time.
I accidentally walked in on my mom doing that one time. Oh my God, it was horrifying.
I thankfully did not.
There's some things you just can't unsee.
Yes. Well, you know, I had something similar like that happen, but in our one bathroom in Red Wing, it had the door, it had two ways to get into that bathroom. And I was in the bedroom talking to my mother where there is an entryway into the bathroom. So my mother says nothing, absolutely nothing to me as I go in to go to the bathroom. And what do I lo and hold see before me? My father, buck ass naked, coming out of the shower. And I come flying out the door and my mother's laughing her butt off. Yes, so I understand trauma.
There's just, you know, there's a close relationship with your family, and then there's a nope.
You know, I shouldn't have to know if my father's circumcised or not.
No. How did we get on this topic? Oh, yeah, Loki.
Yeah. It's all Loki's fault. Damn that dog.
Damn it. So I'm checking my email right now, and I've gotten yet another Nigerian scam email. I've gotten, I swear to God, like 7 in the last 3 days.
Well, it's that sexy wet picture.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yep.
I'm big with Nigerians, apparently.
They all want you as their princess.
Well, somebody's got to want me as their princess. I've already got a crown.
We do. You're my sister wife. You want to come over tomorrow morning and help shave his chest and tummy? It'll be about a 6-hour process.
You know
it's
what?
Not fair.
This is the part of the sister wife thing that is all on you.
I'm sure you would love it. I'll let you rub the after I go after him with the hedge clipper, I'll let you put all the shaving cream all over
him. Or you can do that too.
Dang.
My part of the sister wife part comes to getting hugs and stuff like that. You have the dirty work.
Oh, I get the dirty work.
Well, yeah, you live with him. And you're his actual, like, for real wife. So, yeah.
For real
that's all
wife.
On you, baby. I know. I'm having a problem. I think it's too much caffeine.
I think you are about as tongue-tied as one can be.
I know. I'm having a hard time tonight. Dang it. I'm sorry.
And
I should
have
spiked this.
You don't even have drugs on board. My God.
I know. I bet if I spiked my Coke, it would have been even better. Like, actually, if I would have spiked it, it would have been really bad.
Well, you could just take a big shot of whiskey to kill it down.
So with that, we're off to a great start. We are going to take our first break. You are listening to the Cinespell Show, and we are going to be right back. everyone. You are listening to the Cytospell Show, and we've got Candy and Michelle up next. Candy, what is your words of wisdom for today?
Well, tonight's quote is, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't step forward, you're always in the same place.
I like it.
Yeah.
So it means we need movement. So if I don't play the lottery, I won't win and be able to move to Honolulu. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, and I'm kind of pushing you in that direction because I'd like to visit. Let's all chip in and buy you,
by the time she wins that ticket to get there, it'll be underwater.
It will be one of the first to go.
Shut up, Debbie Downer.
No, what this quote means to me is that if you don't do something, if you don't have action, you're going to stay stagnant and you're going to stay in your same position with the what ifs and the want and missing out on life. So movement, people. Move it, move it. Move it, move it.
Walk into
so grab your balls and go.
Grab your balls and go.
I heard grab your big pole and go because it was kind of sluttered in my side and it was like I was visualizing pole and then you said balls and it was bad.
I did say it. I'm in a mood. I'm sorry.
You're in a mood. Okay. Lisa's in a mood. But anyway, what I was thinking about with, you know, we all have our New Year's resolutions and we're trying diligently to work on them, that maybe this is part of getting us motivated to get out there and do something, because I know some special ladies and a special man that are going to do the polar plunge, and that just makes me cold all over, but makes me very happy for y'all.
Yeah.
And I hear I'm going to have butts to rub.
Yes. You must rub our butts.
Somebody's
butt
got to.
Well, you know. You got to do that CPR on our butts because they're going to be frozen over.
That's true. They will have to reactivate them. And it's a good thing Teresa has heated seats.
Yes, I do have heated seats in my car. A bonus. A bonus. Only thing is I have to run, a mile to get to my car. By then, I will be a large popsicle.
Is that how long we have to? It's going to. Oh, my God.
I don't know. You know, parking down at Calhoun isn't the best.
It is pretty far away from the lake.
And they say you could take, you know, to make it all better, take the shuttle bus.
Dear God.
I hope they're well heated.
Well, they're supposed to have the very large heated tent for us to peruse and disrobe quickly.
Oh, yeah. How's that going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called I'll Cover You With My Towel As You Disrobe, Baby. I think there's male and female tents.
There are some things that I did not take into consideration when I agreed to this.
So I was wondering, Lisa, is there anything in particular for this time for Embok coming up and for maybe a New Year's resolution that you're a little procrastinating on? I know I am.
Yeah. There is, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to motivate each other to do something. What about you, Teresa? What about you?
I am supposed to be going to Afton Alps and doing some healing work on the land up there. But we don't know what's going to happen with the weather like it is, and there's a lot of issues going on with a couple of our families. So it's kind of up in the air.
Well, if you go, let me know. Maybe we can do long-distance healing with y'all.
Cool. So. That's a plan, baby.
Good. I know out of these three things, the ask for and going after and the step forward, my hardest one is asking for it. I have a hard time with saying, I need help with this, sometimes I think it should just fall in my lap.
You know, that's the ideal way for things to come.
Yeah, I used to do that with jobs and everything, and it would be like, oh, just fall in my lap now, and I'll be okay. But as I got older, I've gotten very vocal. Now I just say, I want it. So if you have a pretty and I want it.
I'm going to be I'm going to use you as a great example because that's really true. There's a lot of times I do that too. I'm like, oh, it'll just happen when it's supposed to. You know, the universe always provides blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. I mean, yes, it does, but you know what I mean? There's some things you got to just go and take it. Not take it, you know what I mean. You know.
Well, you got to reach out and assert yourself. And like Teresa and I were talking earlier about the alpha female. Well, we just have to be alpha females and say, I want this. I need this.
Gimme. Just kidding.
No, we need to ask and say thank you and please and all that wonderful stuff too. But sometimes it just needs to happen. And we need to say, you know, I really need someone or I need this today or whatever. And I think that's very hard for us as independent people that have been taught all our lives not to ask. You know.
Yep, I was raised to you go out and make it happen.
But I'm beginning to believe that it does take a village to do anything, and that if we have things that we can't do, there are friends out there that can do them or do them better, and that we should keep in touch with that and say, it's okay for you to lead in this area or to teach me or to do that. And I think when we start saying that we don't need anything, we stagnate. And I know that in my life, I need lots of things. I've gotten many, many blessings and many, many pitfalls. But overall, it's been a good life, and I really want to have a better next 59 years.
I love you.
I'm going to be that. Did y'all ever see the movie The Stand?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be that little old black lady in the middle of the cornfield. And just going to be just old and weazened and out there doing my own thing. So.
I like it. That's awesome. Candy, thank you very much. Your wisdom, as always, is amazing.
Y'all have a wonderful night and light and love.
Light and love.
Back at you, baby.
Bye.
Bye. Michelle, darling, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, you know, EMOC is coming up really rapidly on February 2nd, so I thought it'd be good to discuss some stones that are great to have around for this Sabbath, which is the day of renewing the power of the sun and the celebration of purification, light, and fertility. And I really love what Candy just talked about, you know, with, you know, you have to go and take action for what you want. I think around this time of the year, it's so easy, like she was saying, to make these resolutions, but you don't put any action behind them. What's the point? So, anyways, amethyst I want to talk about is really good for this time of year. Helps transmute lower vibrations to higher frequencies, transforms negative energy to love energy. And it connects with the physical plane to the higher realms, making it a really great choice when working with your third eye chakra. And it provides a really wonderful energy for meditations and helps with developing intuition and psychic abilities. And bloodstone is great at grounding negative energy and cleansing the body. It brings love into any situation and helps ground the negative energy surrounding that issue. It increases energy for strength and helps really well with detoxing the body and getting rid of all the toxins that you might have accumulated. You can use bloodstone to help provide balance and to help you overcome fearfulness and worry. And garnet is also really good at inspiring love and passion, devotion, and loyalty. It can be used to clear the chakras of negative energy and to also re-energize them. It's grounding and protective and can bring joy and hope to the user. And it helps alleviate depression and enhances creativity and fertility. Another really great stone for this time of the year is ruby. It can be used to protect and help protect against psychic and emotional attacks. It's really great to use for your heart chakra. Anything to do with the heart chakra, ruby is really great to use. And this is because it can dissolve any of the emotion-based blocks that you can have in the heart chakra, and it can assist you in connecting emotionally to others. Onyx is really good to have this time of year to help, again, transform negative energy and helps prevent the drain of personal energy that, you know, can be siphoned off by the energies of others. Turquoise is really great as well. It's also considered the bridge between heaven and earth. So it helps to kind of ground us while we're still allowing ourselves to remain open to spirit. And Imok is a good time for fertility. And, you know, fertility isn't just about getting pregnant or knocked up, whatever you want to call it. that was for you, Teresa. It's really great about enhancing creativity or birthing new ideas as well. So just real quick, a couple stones that are good for that. Garnet and ruby, I've already mentioned those two, but they're really great to use. Unakite is also great to use for fertility issues, and it helps balance the emotional and spiritual bodies. It can help facilitate releases of blockages in those areas. And carnelian is a great sacral chakra stone. It helps increase personal power, physical energy, and helps give you courage. And the last one is golden tiger eye. It's a really great stone for protection. Helps bring you luck, prosperity. I mean, really, what else do you need in a stone? So there you go.
Yay! Awesome information. You know, there was a spell that we were going to do, and I don't know if we're going to do it or not today, but it involved bloodstone.
Oh.
So I just thought that that was really interesting. So maybe we will for sure have to do that one. So
there you go.
Like, you know,
it's a sign.
That's what I mean. I saw the sign.
There you go.
I'm just having a hard
right,
time.
That was
today.
A big brain fart.
Great.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Talk about thin air.
Sorry.
Go us.
It is not my day. Okay. Well, Michelle, thank you very much.
Well, thank you guys. I'm sorry. I know I sounded, I'm kind of stopped up right now. This weather is just going crazy for me. So,
you know, the weather is so bad there. They close the schools again tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, I didn't hear about that. Wow.
Again tomorrow. I don't know how many days. I'm going to look it up right now, but we have our kids have missed so much school because of our bitterly cold weather. It's supposed to get to minus 18 tonight.
With a
and that's not including the wind chill.
Holy yeah. cow.
With the wind chill, minus 30.
Wow, that's insane. I mean, I know it gets cold here, but man, whew.
Well, we're colder than Alaska.
That's really sad. That's just kind of depressing. All right, I'm going to go now.
And I just got a call from Vinny, and he has to work tonight. And, of course, in minus 31-degree weather, he got the longest route going up north. And because their trucks are crap, he has to do 5 extra deliveries when he gets back. So I probably won't see my husband till 7 a.m.
Oh, wow. Well, lots of prayers for Vinny tonight.
Yes, safety prayers.
Poor guy.
At least he has his big Carhartt bodysuit thing with him, so. But yes. Be safe out there, my darlings. Be safe.
I just cannot believe that the weather is this bitterly cold. I mean, what about the homeless people that are out there?
I know.
It's just, it's bad. And people wonder why I want to move to Honolulu? Come on.
I think I fell asleep and woke up in Alaska, and I just don't remember walking there.
That was a long damn walk.
It was.
Well, yeah. And Alaska's weather just kind of went past me and stayed here.
I think they've closed the schools like 6 times now.
Wow.
And do you remember when we were growing up? They didn't close schools when it was cold. It didn't matter if it was a bazillion degrees below zero and wind was blowing. We had to go to school.
Well, they probably can't get the school buses started.
No kidding.
My truck keeps starting, believe it or not, and it's old.
I can believe it.
I'm really thankful. Not that I can drive it, but at least it can start if there was, you know.
Well, yeah. And it's good to start it even though you can't drive it. So you keep all that stuff moving in there.
Exactly. Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take our next break. You are listening to the Cityspell Show. Candy and Michelle, thank you so much, my darlings. We'll be right
thank
back.
You.
Tearing me down. your place. You play with dynamite, don't be surprised when I blow up in your face.
Don't know. So we've got some news for you, and a couple. was there any news that you wanted to do?
Yes, it's fun. Okay, there you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's gonna be good.
What on earth was that?
Flatulent cows start fire in German dairy farm. Methane gas from 90 flatulent cows exploded in a German farm shed on Monday. How did you get 90 flatulent cows in a shed? Damaging the roof and injuring one of the animals, police said. High levels of the gas had built up in the structure in the central German town of Rastorf. Then, a static electric charge caused the gas to explode with flashes of flame, said the force in a statement. One cow was treated for burns, a police spokesman added. Yeah, that was such a fun story. Oh. I had to add sound effects.
Okay, mine's not quite so fun, and there's no sound effects. But we all know I'm the straight man on this show anyway, so. I mean, please. Elves. Yes, elves. Spark road-building protest in Iceland. P.S. There were no witchy news articles that were not involving murdering people, so we didn't want to go with those. and it was a slow news week. Over the past few months, dozens of environmentalists in Iceland have staged a high-profile protest against the road scheduled to cut through an area of volcanic rock on the Alftanes Peninsula, not far from the capital of Reykjavik. I'm just having a day, let me tell you. It is only one of countless eco-protests in the world, but the campaign has made international news because some of the protesters claim the proposed road would disturb the habitat of elves who live among the rocks. Oh, elves and fairies are what?
And you don't want to piss off an elf.
No. Elves and fairies are closely related in folklore, and though elves specifically seem to have sprung up from early Norse mythology, by the 1800s, fairies and elves were widely considered simply different names for the same magical creatures. Polls find that over half of Iceland's population believes in elves, or at least doesn't rule out the possibility of their existence. Why so many Icelanders believe? The passing down of tales are just part of the picture. Iceland's concept of the natural world takes on a mystical tone. Pair that with environmentalism, and you want to preserve this mystical world. Then magical creatures almost make sense. In the book Icelandic Folk and Fairy Tales, Iceland's Review Library, 1987, folklorist May and Hallberg Hallmundsson. Wow, poor people. Explain how the Icelandic conception of nature is intimately tied to the folklore of elves and fairies. Icelanders are generally very attached to their country, perhaps more so than most people. It's a love of the land itself and its physical presence for its soil, mountains, streams, valleys, and even its fire-spewing volcanoes. I got caught by one of those volcanoes, by the way. And frozen wastes of ice. The author writes, "To the Icelanders, the land was never much an acclamation of inanimate matter, a pile of stones here, a patch of earth there, but a living entity itself. Each feature of the landscape has a character." I'm bored of this already. Anyway, so sorry. If I'm boring myself, I gotta be boring you guys. So just saying.
This is true. And I could have thrown an extra ditty into mine and just said, "And the cow pulled out a gun from its vagina and shot the farmer." But I didn't. But I could have.
That's very kind of you.
I know. It would have made it more interesting, along with the sound effects. But
Yeah.
He.
So right now, our moon is waxing crescent. Did you know that?
Ooh, tell me more.
Waxing moon magic. From 7 to 14 days after the new moon, the waxing moon is for constructive construction. Oh my God, what? I cannot. Brings love, wealth, success, courage, friendship, luck, and health. My God, I'm having a day like no other.
You have a gun in your mouth.
Well, no. I'm like, yeah, wait, no. Did you know that you can make moon water tonic?
Yes, I do actually. How would you do that, Lisa?
Tonic water containing the energies of the moon embody a very powerful healing benefit that brings about the integral balance between wholeness throughout the body, mind, and soul. Clear quartz crystals catalyze the absorption of the lunar energies as well as amplify the healing benefits. So to prepare the moon water, you wait for a clear night, preferably on or right before a full moon, so not yet. Put your crystals in a clear glass and cover with 1 cup of purified water. What we do, or I shouldn't say we, because I can't speak on behalf of my sister left there, but what I do is I fill my glass or my bottle with water. One cool thing though, you could use snow, melt it, and then it's like very natural, very, you know.
We got
And then
plenty
I,
of that to work with.
we got, yeah. Honolulu. And I leave it out in the moonlight all night long. And then I use it for all kinds of things. You know, you can turn it into holy water. You can cleanse your space with it. Drink it. It's very good for you. It's water for God's sake, but it's like spiritual, extra awesome water. That's what I do anyway.
And just a side note, I don't know if you know this, but sometimes people like to wake, little waters with, the essence of different stones, right? Well, if you're gonna do that and you're planning on drinking it, please do your research, because some of the crystals and stones that you're using have very, very toxic elements to them, like arsenic. Fun stuff like that. So you wouldn't want to drink the water with that particular stone that's been le sitting in there leaching it out. Just a little FYI.
That's a
I
good
found
FYI
that
to know.
out, and yeah, no wonder she keeled over dead. She has arsenic poisoning. And it wasn't her husband who killed her. The dumb broad did it herself. There you go.
Dumb broad.
Yes. I'm a dumb broad. But I love
no.
it. Okay, so on to some spells, darling, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. The psychic protection bag. Are you ready, people? You will need the following items for this spell. 4 black candles, a small fabric bag in either purple or black, about a tablespoon's worth of agrimony, anise, whorehound, sandalwood, rue, and then a piece of each of onyx, jet, and hematite. This little charm bag is a potent Wiccan protection spell that you should keep on you at all times to protect against psychic attacks or other such phenomenon. So the casting instructions for this are, before you use it, you need to assemble and charge up this protection charm. Set the 4 candles up in holders in the shape of a square. In the middle, pile all the parts of your charm bag. Light the candles and concentrate on their light. Visualize it flowing into the center and filling up the herbs and stones you have there. And then repeat the following. By the light of 4, harm me no more. Repeat several times while you charge up the materials. When you're satisfied, gather everything together and fill the bag with stones and herbs. Tie it tightly shut and place back in the center of the candles. Do the same visualization and repeat the same words again. By the light of 4, harm me no more. When you feel that bag is ready to go, snuff out those candles and start to carry the charm with you. Remember, this Wiccan protection spell is intended to block psychic or astral energy, but it will do as a more general protection amulet in a pinch.
That's a good one. I'm looking up.
I like it. I think I need to make a bunch of those.
Yep, I would agree with that. I've got a very simple little spell for you. Where did it go? There it is. Okay. It's just a empowerment spell. It's a chant to use to empower your workings. All you're going to need is a purple candle. And I'm not going to say light the light. So light the candle and look into the flame and chant 3 All times. Ha ha. Power to ascend, please, descend unto me. Pass on your knowledge, O great one. Teach your child what he or she needs to know. Power from above, I evoke thee. I welcome thee into my body. We must be whole and complete as I do unto your bidding. As one, I am your child. Grant me your knowledge. Grant me your power. So mote it be. So mote it be. So mote it be. And we will put that on the website.
Yes.
Because I couldn't remember that. Do you know what's coming up on February 6th?
In bulk?
Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, if you don't say it, it won't come. Shh. We are not going to acknowledge it.
February 6th through the 28th. So the reason I'm saying this, and it does happen even if you don't mention it, because I've noticed, I'm like,
well,
are we
obviously
in a retrograde?
Your tongue isn't working to speak tonight. So there.
Well, this is true.
You have what I'm now calling retrograde tongue.
You know what? I think you might be right, because honestly, tonight I just So the reason I'm telling you this is so that you can prepare for it, because the better prepared you are for the retrograde, you know, cast a spell. We've got a spell for retrograde, and we will post it everywhere. And because
and
you know,
please do it before retrograde.
Yeah, if you do it afterwards, don't do any magic during retrograde, because pretty much the opposite of what you want will happen. You do a spell to get rid of your ex, it'll come back. Dear God, we don't need that.
No.
So do everything before. Because during retrograde, upside down, backwards, everything is awful. See, awful. I can't even talk. I think I'm in pre-retrograde mode.
Yes, you definitely are. So why don't you go on over to 1201beyond.com before retrograde and
Ooh,
grab
good idea.
A gorgeous t-shirt and have us on your boobies or any other of the wonderful t-shirts that are available. Listen
that
to the archives. 1201beyond.com.
And you can go to citaspell.net and see what we've been up to. We've got,
yep.
We just did our photo shoot, and by tomorrow, all of the pictures will be up there. Ooh. And you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/citaspellshow. Is there any other laundry that we need to get done?
Laundry. My skivvies feel clean.
Yeah, I'm good too. I'm going to wrap up my foot here.
So now we all must say some visualizations now for Lisa and her foot. And we're going to send love and light and lots of healing energy because her foot really, really needs it tonight. It does. So focus, and done.
So it feels better already.
No more stomping that foot.
I didn't mean to.
I know you didn't. But.
And we would like to thank Cody again.
Yes.
For all that he's doing for our country and to protect our people.
Yeah.
And you're very, very cute.
With nice abs.
Very, very nice abs.
And we really appreciate the tats too.
Oh yeah. Ooh, dreamy.
Oh my God, it sounds like we're in heat. Ugh.
This is not. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's fabulous to know that you have a fan that is doing some awesome work. And we got to give him props on air.
Yay, Cody.
Yay.
So with that is the end of our show. It has been a cluster of a night, and I apologize. That was all me. That was not Teresa. I'm the one that's off tonight, so I apologize. But remember, my darlings, that you are perfect in every way. Go out there and make a difference. We're in this together. So go out there, and I challenge every single one of you to go make somebody smile, even if it's something simple. Just do something for somebody else. Remember to always, 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 always take back your light. Blessed be.
another one bites the dust. Hey. Ooh, shut up. There are plenty of ways that you can hurt a man and bring him to the ground. You can beat him, you can cheat him, you can treat him bad, you leave him when he's down. But I'm ready, yes, I'm ready for you. I'm standing on my own to be.
Cytospell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.